The Lord spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, "How long shall I bear with this evil congregation, that murmur against me? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. Tell them, 'As I live, says the Lord, surely as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you, your dead bodies shall fall in this wilderness, and all who were numbered of you, according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, who have murmured against me, surely you shall not come into the land, concerning which I swore that I would make you dwell in it, except Caleb the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua the son of Nun. But your little ones, that you said should be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which you have rejected. But as for you, your dead bodies shall fall in this wilderness. Your children shall be wanderers in the wilderness 40 years, and shall bear your prostitution, until your dead bodies be consumed in the wilderness. After the number of the days in which ye spied out the land, even 40 days, for every day a year, you will bear your iniquities, even 40 years, and you will know my alienation. I, the Lord, have spoken, surely this will I do to all this evil congregation, who are gathered together against me, in this wilderness they shall be consumed, and there they shall die." The men, whom Moses sent to spy out the land, who returned, and made all the congregation to murmur against him, by bringing up an evil report against the land, even those men who brought up an evil report of the land, died by the plague before the Lord. But Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, remained alive of those men who went to spy out the land. Moses told these words to all the children of Israel, and the people mourned greatly. They rose up early in the morning, and went up to the top of the mountain, saying, "Look, we are here, and will go up to the place which the Lord has promised, for we have sinned." Moses said, "Why now do you disobey the commandment of the Lord, since it shall not prosper? Do not go up, for the Lord isn't among you, that you not be struck down before your enemies. For there the Amalekite and the Canaanite are before you, and you shall fall by the sword, because you are turned back from following the Lord, therefore the Lord will not be with you." But they presumed to go up to the top of the mountain. Nevertheless the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and Moses, did not depart out of the camp. Then the Amalekite came down, and the Canaanite who lived in that mountain, and struck them and beat them down, even to Hormah.